On your table, you will see a note sheet, and I want to tell you a little bit about why we do missions. It's called Why Missions, Why Me? So grab that little half sheet there. I'm going to keep the Starbucks vibe going here, just sit on the couch here. Keep it chill. All right, has everybody got a sheet that wants one? I took some time to make this. Love if you'd write some of this down, take it with you. So, first is, at the top, what is missions? What is missions? And this is, I want to just define missions for you in a really simple way. And it's this: being on mission with God anytime, anywhere, in any way. You know, sometimes we hear the term missions and we think, oh, missions is like, we had to go overseas, we got to eat weird things. That's where we have this idea of missions. And mission, what is missions? Missions is being with mission, or being on mission with God anywhere, anytime. Missions is in your school. Missions is in your home. Missions is in your neighborhood, on your team. That's what missions is. Mission is just being on mission with God to do his kingdom work anywhere, anytime, in any way. So I just kind of wanted to dispel that myth at first, that somehow missions is like this extra special thing. You got to have this holy anointing to be a missionary. And God's like, I've actually called all of you to be missionaries. Once you believe in me, you're now a missionary. So that's missions. But to get in, why, we want you to understand, like, why here in senior high, why do we do missions? We, you know, we do set some special time in the summer to say, we're gonna be on missions. And the first reason is, we just want to become missional. We want to be missional. And I'm going to explain to you what that means. That's kind of a cool Christian word, but I'll explain a little more. To be missional. But know this, being missional is the normal Christian life. Being missional is the normal Christian life. Because if missions is being on mission with God anywhere, anytime, any place, then being missional is just a normal Christian life. It's going, God, I'm on mission with you wherever you take me, wherever I go. If I'm going to the grocery store, if I'm going to Starbucks, if I'm going to wherever it may be, I am being missional. It's the normal Christian life. It's being about God's kingdom anywhere you go. It's even weird. You're a missionary when you're on your own in private. That sounds weird, but God's like, I want you to be on mission there. What you do there matters. I'm going to have some verses for you. I don't have them up on the screen, so I'm gonna open them up, and I'm going to have you guys be able to listen to me, or you can look them up. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So being missional is saying, what's the first thing I do? God says, this is the first thing to do. Seek first his kingdom. Not your own kingdom. Not somebody else's kingdom. Not the United States kingdom. But seek God's kingdom. Go after what God desires. So seek first his kingdom. And then the second part of being missional is, I mean, we've all heard this before, Matthew 28. And you probably heard it called the Great Commission. I just want to call it the Great Mission. It's really just the great mission that God gives us. He's leaving his disciples, and this is the last thing he says to them in Matthew 28, 18 through 20. He says, then the 11 disciples went to the Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw them, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. And you've all heard that before, but that's the mission that God gave us. It's the great mission. He says, whatever you're doing, he says, I just want you to make disciples. I want you to just be about telling people about what God's done in your life, what he can do in their life, and how much he loves them. You know, the most impactful thing to me that the person up here said was that God wanted a relationship with me, right? We all crave relationship. And we hear that God actually wants a relationship with me. That changes the game. So there's a simple formula to missions and being missional. And the simple formula is this: love God and love people. It's nothing more. Like if God says being on mission, being a missionary, is loving him anywhere, anytime, any way, then simply loving God and loving people. Matthew 12:30-31 is the disciples, or this religious leader says, you know, what's the greatest thing that we can do, Lord? Like, and his disciple says, the greatest thing that you can do is just love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and do unto others as you would have them do to you. Love God and love people. That's what Jesus said is the greatest thing. So just know this. Truthfully, like hard truth that I speak into my life that I was thinking about as I was driving here this morning. It's not okay to be a follower of Christ and not be on mission. I mean, it's just like that's what Jesus said. I mean, he just said like the greatest thing you can do is love God and love people and seek first his kingdom. And Matthew 28 is a great mission he gives his disciples and he gives it to us. And so ultimately, it's not okay to not be on mission with God. God says, I want you to be on mission with me. I don't want you to be on mission for yourself. I want you to be on mission with me. And this wasn't a command to love God and love people. It wasn't a command given to the best Christians, but all people, to all Christians. So look, if you'll, some of you right now are like, Lee, I got so much going on in my own life. I'm so messed up. I'm trying to figure out stuff on my own. How can I be on mission? And God says, I want to use you right in your brokenness. Like, I don't care where you are. Like, I want to use you right here, right now. It doesn't matter what limitations you have, what things you think you can't do. God says, in the midst of your brokenness, I want to use you. He's working both in and around you. So, in this last little part of being missional, and you're like, I don't really think I'm on mission with God. I don't really want to be, probably more than anything, if you're saying that. Some of you might be saying, I want to be on mission with God, but it feels hard to do that. I want to read you a verse, and this is something to think about. If you don't have any desire to love people in any way, then I would say you have to question, is the love of Christ really in me? That's a real question you have to ask to yourself. Is the love of Christ really in me, or is this just something that I do? 2 Corinthians 13:5 says this, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you, unless, of course, you have failed the test? And the test is Christ's love in you? If Christ's love is in you, there will be some desire to love people around you. Not perfectly, not completely, not all the time, but you have a desire to love people. And I want to give you a caveat here, and it's not on your sheet. Not going on a mission trip does not mean you're not a Christian. I'm not talking just about summer missions here. I'm just talking about being on mission with God. What does it look like to be on mission with God? So not going on a mission trip does not equal you not being a Christian. Or if you go on a mission trip, doesn't mean all of a sudden you're a Christian. I'm just talking about simply, have you trusted Christ with your life to believe that he died for you, rose again, and belief in him gives you eternal life? Because if you believe that, and you've trusted Christ and you've received him, the love of God will be in you. So the first thing why we do mission trips is to become missional. It's just what God wants us to do. It's what he's called us to do. He's called us to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. The second thing though, why we do missions is we want you to grow as a follower of Christ. Like that's our desire. We want you to grow as a follower of Christ. So the cool thing about our mission trips is that we, first thing we have is we just have a determined goal. We have a determined goal. We know what we're doing. For LTC, the goal is to be equipped with the tools and experience to share your faith. Then you get to host a freshman camp out. You get to share the gospel in the city and the people we go to. And then you get to come back and share with your friends. We have a determined goal. We know what we're doing. We are going to be equipped to share, to have gospel conversations and then go do them. We have a determined goal. For the overseas mission trip, you're going to hear a little bit about it. It's going to be totally different this year. You're going to learn that the whole goal of that trip is to build into another youth group. That's the determined goal. So it's cool, right? We can go, we have a determined goal that we are doing together. And that determined goal helps us have a focus and to grow as followers of Christ. So the second thing is, we want you to grow as a follower of Christ, is that discipleship is at the core of missions, of why we do mission trips. And discipleship is simply helping you follow Christ. It's nothing more than that. It's just simply helping you follow Christ. It looks a lot different in a couple of different ways, but we want to nurture and develop your faith and your walk with Jesus. We want to nurture and develop your faith and your walk with Jesus. Just like a newborn baby needs to be nurtured and grown to be able to mature and develop, so does your faith. You know, we're trying to teach Joshua to be potty trained, right? Like nobody likes someone that poops in their pants, but at that age, he doesn't understand that. He thinks it's just easy. I just go in my diaper, right? And he needs to be nurtured and developed in that sense. In some ways, as followers of Christ, we just need to be grown. We need to be matured. And sometimes when you're stretched, when you have to do things like trust falls, when you have to be put in conversations that are a little bit awkward and a little weird, you didn't even know you're going to get called to do that today, that stretches you, that grows you. And then all of a sudden you're like, you know, I didn't have an answer to that question that person gave me. I want to go figure that out. I want to know that answer. I want to know why I believe what I believe. That's called nurturing and developing your faith. And that we nurture and develop your faith in a lot of ways. We do it through things like first fruits. You get to stretch and get to know new people, invite your friends. Outreach is like, bring it. And we believe that short-term missions is just another biblical way to help you grow and develop your faith. So again, this whole day is just to help you understand, why is the senior high ministry? Why do we do missions? So I want you to think about this and the idea of discipleship and developing your faith. Anything that you want to be good at, you will develop. Right? Anything that you want to be good at, you will develop. You develop your video game skills by playing more and more. It's the same with music. You go to band camp. At the end of the summer, you know you're going to be there for 2 weeks for like 14 hours a day, sweating and dying. If you want to get better at sports, you sign up to go to a sports camp, whatever that may be, because you want to develop it. In school, if you want to get better at school, you get tutoring. You have SAT prep. And yet, sometimes I don't mean this to be totally like convicting, but at the same time, it's convicting to me. Somehow we have this idea that our faith just develops on its own, that somehow we don't need to do anything. It just grows. But our faith's the same way. We have to nurture it. We have to develop it and grow it. So we put the time in, the commitment in, the priority in. And short-term missions is one way that we want to help you grow and develop your walk. So the third reason of why we do mission trips is we want you to see God at work around you and in you. We want you to see God at work around you and in you, to see God work. God wants to grow your faith. He wants you to see that he's working around you. And he wants to use you. That's what I love. God's like, I don't have to use you, but I want to use you. I want to use you to help people know about eternal life. When you start realizing that God wants to use you, that is so encouraging. It's like, that's cool. God has a mission for me. Seeing God at work ultimately allows you to know why you believe what you believe, to see changed lives. And ultimately, you're going to go, I'm not going to bag this faith when I get to college or my career. So I'm like, that could not have been anything else but God that did that. And because I saw God do that, I'm going to continue to follow him. Philemon 1:6 basically says, he's talking, he's writing this letter, and he says, I want you to be able to share your faith because I want you to see every good thing that you have. And I can tell you this, as you take steps to obey the Holy Spirit and have conversations with people, your friends, and share the gospel, man, your faith will be so built up. You will be so encouraged as you share your faith. I can't explain it. It's so cool when you do it. You say, okay, God, this is weird, this is awkward, but I'm going to go ahead. I want to ask this person if I can share some truth with them, if I can love them in this way. And you will realize, man, I have some awesome things, some treasures in my faith in Jesus. And I think you can only experience some of the awesome things of Christ in your faith as you share it. We want God to see work in you, but also want to see God work around you. And I'll tell you this, the greatest antidote to unbelief is seeing God at work. There's a lot of you here that say, I don't see God at work around me, and so therefore, I think I'm just going to forget about this whole faith thing. And if you would take some steps and say, God, I want you to use me, and walk it out, all of a sudden you would see, man, God is at work all around me. How could I not believe in this thing? God is doing some cool things. And the last reason of why we do missions is this. We want to impact the place we go. We want to impact the place we go. This is what Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Says this, you are the light of the world, a town built on a hill. You are the light of the world, a town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. So when we go on missions, the whole goal is we want our light to shine as Christians wherever we go, so that people will see it, see us letting God use us, and hear the truth. So we want to impact the places that we go. That's not like a totally exhaustive reason of why we do missions, but those are a lot of the really big reasons of why we do it. So I want to kind of end this part of this morning with this, is the calling. And the calling is like, am I called to go on a missions trip? That's what I hear a lot. Am I called to go on this? I want to walk you through this. The calling, so that you can understand, what does it mean to be called to go on a mission trip? I want to read to you something from Romans chapter 1. And it's Paul is the guy that wrote Romans. And this is what he says in Romans 1, 8 through 13. He said, first, I thank my God through you because Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. God, whom I serve in my spirit and preaching the gospel of his Son, is my witness how constantly I remember you in my prayers at all times. And I pray that now at last, by God's will, the way may be opened for me to come to you. I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that I had planned many times to come to you, but have been prevented from doing so until now, in order that I might have a harvest among you, just as I have had among the other Gentiles. So, I think it's interesting. Paul here is saying, God's working in the Roman Christians. God's doing a work in Rome. And he's like, I'm going to go. If he's doing something, I want to go there. I want to see God at work. I want to be a part of the work God's doing. Paul's just like, I'm just going to go. And he said, I've been prevented a couple times, but I'm going to keep trying because I see God at work there. So one thing about the calling, am I called to go on a mission trip is I'm going to see where God's working and I'm going to go. And one way that you can see that God's working is, as pastors and staff here at The Gap, we're like, we see God working here. We want to go here. Come along with us on this mission. See where God is working. And go there. You know, just some of your friends, you know, they're seeking spiritual things. Go there. God's working there. Go and do it. So it's not like a mystical call to know if you're going to mission trip. It's like, first is this, see where God's working and go there. The second thing is this, like Paul did, pursue it, test it to see if it is God's will. Take every opportunity to consider it. So it's today when you hear about two mission trips that we're doing. Obviously, we only take usually about 15 students on each trip. So clearly, everyone's not going to be called to it, but I would encourage every one of you to consider it today. Saying, is this something that God could want me to do? So I'm going to pursue it. I'm going to get an application. I'm going to go talk to my parents about it and say, hey, do you think this would be cool for me? Think this would be a good idea? You know, other trusted believers in your life that you know are seeking to walk with God. Hey, do you think this would be a good idea for me? Pursue it, test it, to see if it is God's will. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. It's funny, that verse didn't say, trust in the Lord with all your feelings, and lean not on God. No, it said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. So a lot of times we're looking for a feeling on things. Do I feel this? Does this feel right? I would encourage you, God created feelings, but our feelings can lead us astray many times. We can be scared of something. We can be fearful. We don't want to go. There's a guy I loved to death in this youth group, and for a lot of times, he didn't want to go on a trip because he didn't want to fly on a plane. And I can tell you that the trips that he went on changed his life. But he didn't feel like going. It didn't feel right to him, but he said, God, are you leading me here? And he said, yes, and I'm going to do this. So there's a lot of different reasons, but I would encourage you, don't trust in your feelings, but trust in the Lord to see if he's leading you to go there. So just to go back to that whole thing about how we'll develop our faith, you know, if it's sports, if it's school, if it's video games, if it's music, we'll go to do these different things to develop it. So I just want to ask you this interesting question that I wish I would have been asked when I was in high school. And maybe I was, but I wasn't listening, so I hope you're listening now. But when you think about a sports camp, do you go, am I called to go to this sports camp? Let me think about this. No, you just go, I'm going to the sports camp because that's what my coach said to do, or whatever it may be, right? We say, yeah, I'm going to go do it. And so in the same way, I would just challenge you to go in the same way with developing your faith. Lord, is this what you want me to do? Pursue it, test it, know if it's true. So I just want to tell you, if some of you guys have different fears about going, I just want to encourage you that God can help you to overcome those fears and being missional and being on mission with him. For those of you that are apathetic towards this Christ in general, you know, okay, examine yourself. And if you're like, no, I know I'm in the faith, go, God, what things do you need to work on my life so that I can be on missions with you? So I hope that helped you guys understand a little bit of why we do missions and sort of am I called to do missions and what that looks like.